The COVID-19 pandemic isn't the first wave of deadly infection to hit Honolulu. The bubonic plague of 1900 had a huge hand in shaping the city we know today. It had already hit in Asia. When a ship landed with a crewman dead from the disease, that ship was quarantined, but no one considered the rats on board scurrying down those mooring lines. Honolulu's first case was confirmed near Pauahi and Smith Streets, and the whole Chinatown area was put into quarantine enforced by military troops. You can see the photos there in the state archives. I ran across a detailed article about the Chinatown fire in Plumbing Engineer magazine. It was written by Sam Danaway, who had his own fire protection company here in Honolulu for 30 years. I talked with Mr. Danaway and asked him what he learned about that Chinatown fire of 1900.
Well, the obvious answer is that it's very similar to what's going on right now. You know, there's some comparisons that can be made.
Right? Like what?
I think the biggest thing is how difficult it is for leadership to, you know, make very tough decisions, not really knowing if they're correct decisions, because it's kind of the first time you're doing this kind of stuff. Chinatown was cordoned off, and 50 acres or so became a quarantine zone. Well, I really can't say how they made that decision, but that area had about 7,000 residents, and of course most of them were Asian, some Hawaiians. And it was also the heart of Chinese entrepreneurs, the business that was going on, which was growing and expanding.
To a worrisome extent, you think?
There was concern there because there was really no building code. Quite a few two-story wood frame buildings located closely together, lack of good infrastructure, lack of proper sanitation like sewers and those kind of things, water supply.
Descriptions of the area at that time were pretty unsanitary, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kukui, Nu'uanu, Queen, and River.
Yeah.
Could you at all get into the minds of the people who were making these decisions?
Yeah, they did actually do. The initial decision to burn only included, the original decision only included the buildings where an infection occurred, and it was only those buildings that were in their minds burnable, the wooden buildings. The concrete buildings, they did do a plan of disinfection. I guess as the cases increased, that strategy kind of changed to burning entire blocks, and then around the same time, the Board of Health decided that the ultimate goal was to burn out the entire quarantine area.
Was there any protest or questioning of that?
I think there was quite a bit. If somebody could go back and read those Asian language newspapers, I think you might find a lot of that type of thing in there.
There were cases of bubonic plague outside of the Chinatown area.
Yes. It was concentrated in the Chinatown area, but there were a dozen or more, and they definitely did not take the step of quarantine in the area. No, they didn't do that. You know, so.
Can you imagine the day that they set this fire?
Yeah, it was very calm, and
right, it was where, it seems like where maybe Kukui Plaza is now.
Yeah, and I think there's a plaque actually around that area commemorating where the fire actually started. Yeah, it was in the morning, and they set it right behind Kaumakupili Church. Of course, shortly after they started the fire, the winds changed. The fire whipped up, and the burning embers got lost into the air. It caught the spire on fire, and it was basically beyond the reach of fire department hoses. Fire department they had their two brand new engines on either end of Baratena Street. The pressures in the hose couldn't reach high enough to reach the spire, and it basically generated all these burning embers, and the wind was pushing it towards the harbor, and the remainder of Chinatown was basically downwind. During the fire, of course, they had a big problem because they needed to evacuate Chinatown. You know, there was infection in this quarantine area, so they couldn't just disperse the residents to the crowd. So for a while, there was, I guess, on the verge of panic because they weren't letting people out of Chinatown. Ultimately, they set up a corridor that ran down King Street to a yard of Kauai Hau Church, set up a temporary camp there, I guess, and basically channeled all the evacuees down King Street to that church area. Look at the photographs. All the shopkeepers are standing along the route to Kauai Hau Church, and you can see several of them have axe handles in their hands.
You close your article with three questions. Was it necessary to use fire to eliminate plague in Chinatown? Was the first question. Can you come to a conclusion on that now?
I don't know if there's any real answer to that. I think we're going to have some of those same questions about what's going on right now. I mean, were the things that were done enough or too much?
Here's another question. Would fire have been the solution if the plague area had not been populated predominantly by minorities? What did you find on that?
I just basically saw a bunch of questions about it. I think you have to basically look at the facts, and draw your own conclusions. I think the leadership was basically the same leadership that was there during the overthrow of the monarchy.
Could it lead to the other question you asked? Was Chinatown burned to remove the competition created by a thriving Asian business community?
Yeah, I saw some speculation about that. At best, it was convenient for the other business owners. Was it, intentional? Who knows? And there was some positive effect to it. Chinatown was somewhat of a segregated area. That particular fire helped disperse Asian residents throughout Oahu, ultimately, and I think that it was kind of like a forced desegregation in a way. So I think that could have been looked at as a very positive outcome.
We've been talking about Honolulu's Chinatown Fire of 1900, deliberately set to stem the bubonic plague. Many thanks to Sam Danaway, fire protection engineer with Kaufman Engineering.